So, invisible Vishnu Dutas were always traveling. Just like Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, all pervading everywhere. But our present eyes are not seeing, material eyes. So you cannot see in the living entity when he is passing through this body, living this body. Very strong. You cannot see. Because Namadhi Bhavalayam in this by the drink of your, by the strength of your senses, the present material senses, it is not possible to appreciate Krishna Namadhi. Beginning from Krishna's holiday, Dutas, they are always everywhere. Just like police, constables, Jama Dutas are there, and Vishnu Dutas are there. Civil guards and the police constables, both are there. Jama Dutas' business is to arrest the sinful, that is that here everyone is sinful, nobody is free from sin. That is the position of this material world. So Jamadutas are searching or taking away just after leaving this body. One is taken away by Jamadutas to the planet of Jamadutas. Then the planet describes the Srimad Bhagavatam. The dogs are very sinful, they are dragged through hot desert. They cannot fall down. Such person fall down, but it still is dragged through the desert. This is the function. Sometimes we feel like that. So that is a planet. So, sinful persons are arrested and taken to Jama Dutas. Similarly, Vishnu Dutas are there. Bhutani Vishnu, Sura Pujitani. Sura means demigods, the residents of the higher planet. They also respect, show their obeisances, respectful obeisances to these. Assistance of Vishnu Dutas, Sura Pujitani, Dutarsa Nimnani, Dutarsa, very rarely seen, because Rajami was practically only case who was taken from the clutches of the Jama Dutas. Otherwise, there is no need of their coming, but there are still devotees, just like Krishna says, Tattabhiham Purajjanamaiti Mamaiti. after leaving this body, they do not come again to take birth in this material world, but they come to me. So those who are eligible to go into God, back to Godhead, they are taken by Vishnu Deva as Dhani. But Buddha-Sarindani, they are very rarely to be seen, because directly going to Vaikuntha after leaving this body, such persons are also very rare. Buddha-Sarindani, Mahabhutani, Adhuta, wonderful. Certainly they must be wonderful because they are a spiritual body, four hands, with different weapons, just like Vishnu. Such things are not visible within this material world. Therefore, Mahadhutani, very wonderful. Mahadhutani, Rakshanti, what is their business? They give protection to the devotees. Rakshanti, Madhubhakti, Tadbhakti, Tad. Rakshanti tada bhakti mata parejya, bhakti mata. Those who are engaged in devotional service, they are protected from parejya. Parejya means the enemies of the devotees. The devotees of the Lord are always protected by this Vishnu Duta, who are almost as powerful as Vishnu. And they give protection to the devotees of the Lord, Madhubhakta, Bhakta, Mata. Just following the principles of devotional service. Parebha, Kama. How they are protected? First they are protected from the hands of the enemies. Because there are many enemies, don't think. That because one has become Krishna conscious, there will be no need. Of course, Krishna conscious person is always ajata-shatru. There cannot be any enemy. There cannot be enemy in this sense that no enemy can do any harm to them. Then because they are always protected. No enemy can harm to them. Ajata-shatru. Krishna is ajata-shatru. No enemy can harm to him. There are shatrus or enemies of Krishna. As we read from the Quran, thousands and thousands of the divans, from the very beginning of his birth, there are enemies. And Krishna is born, don't meditate, this year. Is an important thing. Well, Krishna has, as soon as he is born, there is enemy present, kansa. As soon as he is grown little, 2 months, 3 months, and there is enemy, sutana, avha, bhava. So, even God, Krishna, has got enemies, so why not the devotees? The devotees' enemy. This is Hiranyakashipu, he is enemy of his son, 5 years old son. So you don't think that because one has become Krishna conscious, he has no enemy. Don't judge in that way, oh, he is Krishna conscious, why there is enemy? Why somebody criticizes him? Why one finds fault with him? Then he is not Krishna. The enemy will do that, that is the enemy's business. Even Krishna has an enemy, why not do this? Like Jesus Christ, he has enemies who are killed by the enemies. Sometimes it's so happened, Hazrat Thakur has enemies. The enemy is there. But because he has got enemies, therefore, it is not that he is Krishna Bhakta. He is Krishna Bhakta, even having his enemies. Just like Krishna is fine, this fine, having enemies is Krishna. But the difference is that Krishna's Bhakta will never be defeated by the enemy. That is the difference. Enemies may have, but he will never be defeated. God or God's devotee cannot be defeated by the enemy. Otherwise, Prasad's declaration will be false. He says, Kamteya Pratijanihi Namani Vastaptamasthati. Here it is also stated that Rakshanti, Rakshanti means protect. What is the reason? The Rakshanti from earth for a drop from the hands of the enemy. Krishna is able, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can protect himself. This way, when Krishna was a child on the lap of his mother, the Putana came to attack by policy to poison the child. But Krishna was so able that he agreed to suck the breath of the Putana near a poison, but we should not imitate that. Unconsciously somebody gives poison, that is Krishna protect. But we should not imitate. Krishna can eat any amount of poison. Even Krishna's greatest devotee, Lord Shiva, he can also drink any amount of poison. But the rascals, fools, they think that Lord Shiva is soft Gaya and he can drink the portion of poison, so let us also try to follow the footsteps of Lord Shiva by smoking Gaya. They cannot follow the footsteps of Lord Shiva, that he is the greatest devotee, always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. That is not their business to follow. But they are very much eager to follow the footsteps of Lord Shiva for smoking ganja. But they do not know that Shiva, Lord Shiva, can drink an ocean of poison and he can keep it just here. He does not allow it to go to the stomach. That is his power. He cannot. He does not allow the poison, therefore his another name is Neelakanta. Neelakanta. Neelakanta, because he keeps the poison here, Kanta, it is called throat. Throat, because he keeps the poison just on the door of the throat, he does not, that is Lord Shiva. That's why there are many fools who try to imitate Krishna for performing the last leela, he told. But they cannot imitate Krishna for killing Putana, Avasur, Vadasur, or lifting the Govardhan. That they do not. That is very difficult for them. The rascal says easily, you can go and lie down while you are sitting. Isn't that good? If you don't have sufficient food from Kenku, for, is not sufficient? Why do you do like this? All day and night, whenever you sit down, what is this? Everyone, more or less, what is the reason? Huh? Are you not interested in me like this? Unless one is tired or has no sufficient sleep, one cannot do like that. Not in that sense. Honestly, that means you look at 24 hours sleep, out of that you will sleep for 10 hours, that is not sufficient. Your business is to flee only. So 10 hours or 8 hours, it is not to be free. Kumbhakarna, Kumbhakarna says, you are sitting 6 months. We are also sleeping 6 months. Yeah, because we sleep generally 10 to 12 hours. So, we do half day, means half year. We are also all Kumbhakarnas. Anyone who sleeps more than 6 or 7 years, he is a Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna was the brother of Ravana. He was sleeping 6 months. And 6 months you are arrested. That means anyone who sleeps out of 24 hours, anyone who sleeps 12 hours, he is a Kumbhakarna. So, at least, in all 6 hours, yes, one should not sleep more than 10 hours. That's more. That is sufficient. Sufficient, 10 hours. So you can see 6 hours at night and 1 hour to rest in this time, that is sufficient. If you see more than that, then you are Kumbhakarna. So you should adjust things. Nitrahara guhara kadi vidita. Yes. Who's coming? संखा पूर्वक नाम गानन तिहि कालावसानि कृता निद्राहार विहार काज विदितो तत्तंतो दीनो तजो राधा कृष्ण पदार विन्द भजनानंदी नमस्तालिको मंदी रूप सनातन तो यर फॉलोअर से रूपानुगा यर फॉलोअर से जी बहुत चाहे So there he is, Sankha Purvaka Namakanana Dhi Kala Vasani, the whole time, 24 hours, for you in Krishna consciousness, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra regularly, and fixed up with these. So we have reduced that 16, but they were chanting, Hare Krishna was chanting, 4 times 64. That means 3 times 64. 3 times 64 means 192 rounds. And we are giving only for 16 rounds. So don't ask if you need it for that time. But Sankhapa will not sleep or will not eat unless he has finished. Is 190 years. Sankha Purvaka Namagana. And Namagana, Natihi, Raghunath Das Goswami was offering obeisances around the Radha Kunda hall. And that so many times I shall fall down. He was falling down to say there are many devotees who do that. To fall down, Gandhava, then the family points at your daily stretching to get a line. Again, stand there and fall down. Again, stand there and fall down. Huh? Yes. You see how a good exercise it is. Huh? That's why I fall down and this flat. Then I make a line. And I stand again in that line. Again, fall down. Make a line. Again, that line, in this way. Now, tapasya, this is called tapasya obstinacy. We should not say very brilliant that we are going to back to Godhead. Of course, there is so many concessions for the, but at the same time, we should be very much aware of the responsibility. That we have decided to go back to God and after giving the body, so we have to perform some austerity. See, austerity in our Gaudiya come for that. Very simple. Following the four principles, restriction, avoiding the offenses, and chanting, regular deeds, that's all. And hearing, chanting and hearing, both things. Not only chanting, you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, we should engage them for our business. Hearing, chanting, only speak. When you go to a lecture for preaching, that is also chanting. When you speak, and automatically there is hearing. If you chant, there is hearing also. Pranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, there is memorizing also. Unless you memorize all the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, you cannot speak. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Akshanam Akshanam this is Akshanam Vandanam offering prayer. Hare Krishna is also prayer. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna O Krishna O the energy of Krishna. Please engage me in your service. This Hare Krishna is simply prayer. So, samanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasyam always remain engaged as servant, dasyam, shakham, always sing that Krishna is your best friend, atmanivedanam, and dedicated everything to Krishna. And we have to be utilized under these processes 24 hours. Out of that, because we have got this body, it requires eating, sleeping, mating. So the element is there. Eating is there, sleeping is there, mating is there, depending is there, but not excessive. Namakana, Sankhapurvaka Namakana Natidhi Kalavasana Vidraha Vyarakadu Jujito. This is the very word of Jesus. You should not be conquered by them. Eating, sleeping, making, defending the prayer. But you should not be conquered by them. You shall conquer. Say, Maya is forcing me that you sleep 24 hours. But I have to conquer Maya. No, I shall not sleep more than 7 hours. That is your business. If I ask, if you say, I don't know, well, that's not the answer. You have to, and how this maya can be conquered? That's the answer. Mahami, Vajastapattanti, Mahami, Tantaranti. Anyone who is fully surrendered, he can conquer the maya. Just like Philip has to conquer maya. He came at dead of night, beautifully dressed, very young girl, and offered herself. See, he conquered, yes. I shall do. I shall enjoy and feel. Please sit down. Let me finish my regular chanting process. Let me come and enjoy. So, he conquered Maya. Maya could not conquer. So, these are the instances. If you fall flat to be conquered by the Maya, that we have to struggle. This is also another struggle for existence. As the material is there also struggling for existence for a few days or 2 years only. But our struggle is not for a few days or 2 years, but eternal. The same struggle is there. So that process is different, our process is different. So we should be always conscious of our responsibility, but that will help us. You must say awake, uttishtata, always remain awake. So, for regular 7 hours, sleep is sufficient. Why is it even more than that? What is cause? Another cause may be that if we eat more, then sleep more. So, in a lot of reviews, the sleeping process, the eating process to be reduced. And you can make that, if you fast one day, don't take anything, you see the relationship. Is it not? Then it's continue fasting?
Yes. Well, last night, for example, last night I ate very heavily. But this morning, now I'm losing.
Why is heavy? Why is heavy?
I'm saying heavily. I ate heavily. This morning I'm not falling asleep.
So anyway, that you have to adjust. All of you. So how I shall not see more than 7 hours. 6 hours from 10 to 4, that is 6 hours from 10. And 1 hour during dinner. No more. Unless you are sick. But why young boys and girls, why should you fall sick? There is no question of falling sick. You have got your now blood running on. You are not in the old. Your stomach is working many. So, it's like that. For a devotee, to reduce this is the problem. This ahara nidra bhayam is called. Sitting, sleeping, making, and defending, they should be reduced. To come to the point, no sleeping, no eating. That is not possible. But it is called when one does not run out at the time, he came to that point. And not sleeping, no eating. All the good families, they are not sleeping more than 2 hours. So, why about Goswami? Even big for me, like Suhas Bose, Gandhi, they were also not sleeping. I heard that Napoleon Bonaparte, he was not sleeping. He was sleeping when he was passing from one party to another on his horse. He slept. He never went to the bedroom for sleeping. Gandhi used to do that. He would sleep when he was passing from one station to another, the motor car he would sleep. Then again, he will leave him.
Sometimes he slept only for 5 minutes.
Only for 5 minutes
and then he left.
Yes, but Gandhi was regular, very regular in eating. He said simply a cup of goat milk and 2 peanuts and someday 1 or 2 chapati. Otherwise, he will not eat it. And some oranges. That is called blood pressure medicine. Blood pressure medicine, that is given. And she was eating very little. She was eating. His territory, his grandson and granddaughter in law, and some other girls, they were assisting. So, he was even in the jail, government and imprisoned him, he will take to his goat. Great politician, he will not accept government supply food. Goat must be milk before him. Milk is made hot and given to him. He will not allow any other food. Then he'll stop. He'll fast. The government was obliged to give him whatever he wanted, his food. And so Gandhi was not sleeping very much. Even ordinary. Subhas Bose, he was not sleeping very much. And Napoleon Bonaparte, he also was not sleeping very much. So there were many instances in the Kurni. That means when one is engaged in some serious business, he sleeps more or less. I don't know, I was in your time when I was not attacked by the heart. So, at night I was sitting and I was sitting still. 2 days. 2 days. Before I was able to write so many books. So, one should be engaged in serious business, then sleeping is less. If there is no, if you become lazy, If you have not sufficient engagement, then you can eat. If sufficient, not sufficient engagement, but sufficient eating, then the next day you will eat. So we have to adjust things. We should not sleep more than 7 hours. 6 hours at night, 1 hour. Very sensitive. From medical point of view, they say 6 hours sleeping is sufficient. 6 hours. So, suppose if you sleep 7 to 8 hours, 1 hour more, then out of 24 hours, you sleep 8 hours, then 16 hours, and chanting 2 hours, 10 hours, and for taking bath and dressing another 2 hours. Then 8 hours and 4 hours, 12 hours. So, then I take taking that. 2 hours, or taking bath, anything. And 8 hours for sleeping, 10 hours. And 2 hours for chanting, 12 hours. And it's 3 years, but 12 hours for Krishna chanting. Is there any mistake? It's calculated. Why? That thing is, oh, I work so hard, I have no, therefore I'm sleeping more. To find out an excuse. Are you a dysentery? Why are you a dysentery? Why does you a dysentery? Unless you eat more. But in this way, personally you have to adjust things. Not that by dictation or by rules and regulations. Personal affairs cannot be adjusted by rules and regulations. It can be adjusted by oneself. And then everything is alright. Sankhapurvaka nama gana na jadi kalama samikkito nidra hara vihara vali vijito chattanto dino se radha krishna padara vinda bhajana nandi namattaliko. He saves time in this way. And Radha Krishna Bhajanandena Mastaliko. Be jolly in the service of Radha Krishna Bhajanandena. That should be the basis of jolly. Jolly. And this should be adjusted and minimized according to our real pleasure should be in Bhajanandena. Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajanandena. In this way, we are taking very serious job. In this life, we want to finish this material existence for good. That's the real point. That while we are going to finish this material existence for good, come on, come on. Tattva devaham punar janma nayati. Death is constant, that's why then everything will end. Serious. My Guru Maharaj, he used to say like that finish this business in this life. Don't delay for the next life. You are telling also that don't give me trouble again to come here to deliver you. That is the responsibility of the spiritual master. Spiritual master's responsibility is to take the disciple to Krishna until he but able to do, to help. That is the body of the Shastra. Just like Bilavamal Shastra. His spiritual master delivered him, taking the shape of a godhead. We have to get responsibility. The first thing is that we have taken very, very responsible task to finish this so-called lording over this material nature. The material life means everyone is trying to lord over the material. And we cannot do that. That is not possible. therefore is in trouble. This very mentality. But I shall love the Lord. Anyone. And so long this, I shall serve Krishna. Not Lord is over. Well, this is opposite. This is material mentality. I shall love the Lord. The whole world is traveling. Everyone is thinking, I love the Lord. I shall be over everyone. My portion is the largest number. I shall be down. And our business is not to Lord is over, but to serve Krishna. So, Vishnu Dutta, we have to become Vishnu Dutta. Our teachers are Vishnu Dutta, just to give protection to any person who is slightly inclined towards this, the Supreme Personality. That is Pantrasi. We shall give all help, all assistance to such person. Very early. It is not sleeping business, it is not raising business, this is the always active. It is always make clear. Think how to protect this miserable condition of the material. They cannot understand. Their food, their rascals, so you have to give them knowledge, you have to give them health. That is mystery. Mystery activity is not laziness of sleeping. They take Pani Guru Maharaj is saying that. Prana se jaya se dhukri. There is Aya Paksh, some, a dozen of the disciples, and I've got a temple, and people are confusing. Now I have got a good arrangement for eating and sleeping. Now I am perfect. Because I am getting some food without any work, and all that, then I am perfect. And this is not to mention. Prana se jaya. He must be engaged continually for this missionary activity. The Gaudiya Mission has failed in preaching one because they adopted this principle. As soon as they got a little shelter under the name of mosque or temple, and a few dozen of, not 2,000, maybe 1,000, then he must be settled up there. Now he wasn't. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Find that he is very great chanter. And what is your preaching? Lord Chaitanya ordered you, Prithivi Dasi Jatanam, why don't you go? Why were you in there? Therefore, my Guru Maharaj condemned this person. Mantumi Kishara Vaishnava. What kind of Vaishnava you are? Pratishkara Tare, Nirjana Tare, and simply for cheap popularity. He is a Vaishnava, he is chanting all that. Pratishthadatare, nirjanadhare. Swabhari, nirjanadhare, no botheration. There is no preaching, there is no botheration. You can sit down and show people, now become very liberated soul and chant. And meditate. That means preaching. This part of business is condemned by Nandurva. Pratishthadatare nirjanadhare, Prabhuhari naam kevala. This is simply speaking. It is not that true, this kind of music. It is not that true. You want to see that everyone is engaged in preaching work. Some sort of preaching work. Either indoor or outdoor. When you are indoor, you have to be busy writing articles on managing proofsheets. So many things indoor and outdoor, you have to go, look to go, make them member, make them interested in this movement, collect money for expenses, you're outdoor, preaching, you have to meet opposing elements, so many insidious, so many attacks. Nityananda Prabhu was hard, personally, and he's still outdoor. This is missionary. Not that whenever I find some opportunity, go to some solitary place and sleep. This is not missionary. We should adjust things. Not that honest way on this. then that very advanced business, it is daily, is applied, and our Chaitanya wants us to do it all over the world. The things should be adjusted and keep us all as alive to our sense of responsibility. Not to give us. Where did you ask him? I told you something now. Let's start here. You can have pizza, another pizza. Our business is very responsible.
What's going on with the same problem?